Aircheckdownloads.com.
The Beatles from 1964 and Can't Buy Me Love. It's 8 minutes past 12. And on our official opening day, it's a great pleasure to welcome into the studio the head of broadcasting for the Midlands, Mr. David Wayne. Good morning, Mr. Wayne.
Good morning.
Now, CWR is the ninth and the final local station for the BBC in the Midlands. It's always nice, isn't it, to have a full set of anything. But beyond that, how significant is it?
Well, it's very significant indeed, because there's no doubt in radio particularly that there is a shift among listening habits towards listening to local radio. And now the BBC's local and regional radio services are the second most popular of all the BBC's networks. So we would be failing in the Midlands if we hadn't completed the local radio chain. And it does, of course, give Coventry and Warwickshire an even bigger in to the overall news gathering and programme activities of the BBC.
As the head of broadcasting in the Midlands, obviously you have a view on what you'd like to see CWR to achieve. What are some of those objectives?
I want it, above everything else, to be local. It must be deeply involved with the community, as indeed it is. I'm particularly pleased about your community programmes unit, the way that you are serving ethnic minorities, and the way that you've got involved in your news coverage with the activities of this city and county. Above all, it must be local. It must be seen on the streets. It must be a part of the community which it is intended to serve. And above all, it must be speech-based and complementary to the competition which you have here.
In fact, that's an interesting point you raise, because in ensuring that it is local, that's an objective, but everyone likes to be popular. How do you ensure that a BBC radio station can be local and popular, local and successful? And indeed, how do you go judging success in the first place?
Well, I don't see any conflict there. People are inevitably very interested in the areas in which they live. I mean, it would be silly if they were otherwise. So if you do a good speech-based service, well targeted to whatever you define to be your audience, it ought to be popular. And indeed, if you look at our audience figures throughout the Midlands, we have a number of extremely popular stations, some of them pulling a bigger audience than any of their competitors, whether national or commercial, in the area that they serve. So there's no reason why CWR shouldn't be extremely popular. How do we define it? Well, audience figures obviously has got to have something to do with it, but also you have to take into account, particularly in the case of CWR that you open on FM, you have to take into account cost, and you have to take into account the esteem in which the station is held within the community, and it will only be held in high esteem if the community get involved and it is speech-based and local.
You're mentioning the opening on FM. How much of a disadvantage do you see the lack of a medium wave is to CWR?
Well, obviously it would have been better to have had a medium wave, but we understand the reasons why we haven't had one. FM is very much the listening for the future, no question of that. All progressive radio in this country in the future will be on FM, and there are going to be large publicity initiatives launched both by the BBC and by our commercial competitors, pushing FM as the high quality way of listening to radio in the future. So I think that CWR will benefit from that, and I see it indeed as a trend setting advantage, not a disadvantage.
Trendsetter and pointing the way ahead in FM then. At the same time, though, I think we should recognise our place in the larger scheme of things. Of course, the Midlands region has got a great variety of radio and television programme making at Pebble Mill. How does CWR individually fit into that larger setup?
Well, the most obvious way that CWR fits in is by feeding into our news gathering operations and making sure that the stories which occur here in Coventry and in Warwickshire appear perhaps first on television programmes like Midlands Today at 6:30 on BBC One, and if they are important and interesting enough, are passed on to things like the 9 o'clock news and to the wider general programmes of BBC television, and indeed BBC. BBC Radio. We have a unified management structure for radio in the Midlands, with one person, Owen Bentley, running both network radio and local radio, so that he takes into account, when he formulates his network radio policies, both the resources that there are here, the talents that there are here, and the ideas that there are here. So it's quite possible for those to flow through into the greater BBC.
Indeed, I know that local radio stations and the Midlands generally have recently instituted a computerised newsroom system that must assist in the flow of information between two different points.
Yes, indeed, and let's not think that it's all one way. Those computerised systems also enable CWR to tap into the availability of information in the BBC as a whole, both in this country and elsewhere. So it is a tremendous aid to communication and to knitting together the whole of the BBC, whether it be local radio, whether it be network radio or network television or regional television.
We want to knit together, as you put it, as many people, obviously, as we can in the CWR area under the guidelines that you've suggested. But some people would argue, perhaps, that if there is one area which needs a BBC local radio service, it's Coventry's inner city. But without the medium wave that we were talking about earlier, there are going to be a fair number of inner city people who simply cannot receive CWR.
Why should that be?
Because they don't have medium wave sets.
I'm not sure that either is necessarily true at the moment or will be in the future. You've got to remember what I said at the beginning, which is FM is very much the future of radio listening, and people in inner cities, in my experience, are very, very keen on music, particularly popular music, and that music is going to be on FM exclusively in some areas in the future. So they'll want to hear that pop music. They're going to have an FM radio, and once they've got that FM radio, it's only a little way along the dial to pick up BBC CWR.
With news and current affairs and speech-based programming instead of the constant stream of pop you were talking about earlier.
Absolutely, but there's surely room for both. And most people, we know from audience research, listen to at least two channels in every week. And let's hope that one of them is CWR.
Looking to the future, there are predictions of a great expansion in both radio and television in the next decade. How do you see the future for BBC radio and television here in the Midlands?
Well, in the case of our localised elements of output, and by that I mean things like Midlands Today and, of course, local radio, we have got to become more local, take the journalism, if you like, closer to the people, if we are to compete with the kind of cable systems that you have here, community radio stations, cable setups that are going to begin in Birmingham. So we've embarked on a policy of making all our programming more local by opening stations like this, and we announced earlier this week that we will be opening an edition of Midlands Today for the East Midlands based on our centre in Nottingham. That will mean that there will be a more localised service going both to the East Midlands and also the West Midlands, because effectively we're doubling the amount of time available for television journalism covering the Midlands. So that's a major step forward for us, and it is another example of our policy in BBC in the Midlands of taking our journalism much closer to the people and making it more local. That's the route to success in the future.
And that's the route for CWR. David Wayne, thank you very much for coming in today, and it's a pleasure to invite you here on our official launch and opening day.
Thank you.
David Wayne, the head of broadcasting for the BBC in the Midlands. You're listening to BBC CWR. It's 17 minutes past midday. Aircheckdownloads.com.